Hello, everyone. Welcome to the World Wrestling Cast. We are your hosts, Todd Ratliff.
And Anthony Fraley.
We will be taking you into the world of professional wrestling.
Hey, man, how you been? It's been a long time no see.
I've been good, been busy.
Yeah.
Vacation for a week, personal stuff, and you know.
Oh, that's about the same for me. It's been a crazy week in Boone's Camp. Had some personal stuff to deal with, but I'm back in it to win it now. Start school tomorrow. That's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 35-year-old man going to school to look at books. That's going to suck.
Yeah, that's going to really suck. I don't think I could do it anymore.
We'll find out in a week.
That's right. You'll be able to tell us the experience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, a lot of wrestling has happened over the last 10 days since we've last show.
I can see that, man. It's this little sheet, our little cheat sheet, man. It's 100% full.
Yeah, no.
I had to make the words smaller to make it fit.
It's
but we've it's just been a crazy. We've seen live wrestling this week. We've watched a little bit on the internet, a little bit on TV. I'm sure if you're all keeping up with it, you know how wild it's been. And if not, we're going to help you keep up.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to start off with the G1 finals. It has wrapped up. That has been 20
plus days.
20 plus days of wrestling every single day, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it is all finished up now.
Yeah. I think we should tell who won the block, like the last match of the block, and then talk about the match in the finals. Does that work for you?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, because I mean, we could probably do six shows on the G1 by itself.
Oh yeah, no problem.
But if you're looking back, the blocks itself in Block A, the final in that was Kazuchika Okada versus Hiroshi Tanahashi. These two guys they've got crazy chemistry in the ring. They've got a crazy storyline.
Yep.
Among them, because Tanahashi used to be the man in New Japan.
And I know Okada kind of took that from him for the past
three or four years. Yeah. So, you know, you have that storyline built into it, and they meet in the finals. The winner of that match wasn't guaranteed to go on, though.
No. There was a lot of stuff that had to happen for the winner of Tanahashi and Okada to go on.
I mean, Tanahashi controlled his destiny.
Yeah.
Okada controlled someone else's destiny. That was Jay White. If the way the tiebreaker, that they were all three tied for points, but Jay White could have advanced if Okada pinned Tanahashi and like, thanks, sucker, and you know, flip the bird and go on down the road.
Yeah. Well, your winner in your B block, finals was between Kota Ibushi and Kenny Omega. They both were. Kenny Omega was. And Kota Ibushi both were tied in points going into the finals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got two best friends and Golden Elite members going one on one with each other.
Then these guys got chemistry for years.
Yeah, they go back 10 years from Super Juniors.
Yeah, Super Juniors, DDT Pro Wrestling. I think Kenny moved to Japan because of Kota. He helped sponsor him or something because, you know, evidently Kota's loaded.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening, Kota, send me a few dollars and, you know, I'll thank you in the podcast. But, but I mean, the B block this year was stacked. Whenever we done our first episode on G1, I think we said, you know, conceivably, five or six of the people on that side could have won.
Yeah, could have won for sure.
And it came down to what really got Kenny Omega was, I think, that loss to Toru Yano. That must have knocked him off his game a little bit.
Yeah, he ended up losing like three in a row.
Yeah, but it was a great G1. He went through it, busted up. He got six stitches. He wrestling with a broke heel.
Yeah.
He's he put the effort in, didn't pull out when he could have, and we had two instant classics, and that wasn't even the last match.
No, Kenny Omega, he's got, you know, 2 weeks now to
hopefully heal up a little bit.
Heal up for All In, which we'll talk about later.
We'll talk about that a little later, yeah. But well, so between Tanahashi and Kota Ibushi, that's a dream match on paper right there, too. That's one of the best high flyers in the world right now versus New Japan's ace.
Yeah, New Japan's ace.
Tanahashi being the ace, Kota Ibushi being the high flyer. He got banned from Budokan Hall for years because he jumped off a balcony after they told him not to. And he was all right paying that fine, I think. But
so the finals of the G1 came down between Tanahashi and Kota Ibushi.
Yes. Yes. And that match was... Everything I've read on it says this was an instant classic. It's going to be, you know, one of those matches talked about for years in the G1 final. Evidently, Tanahashi, he's wrestling with two torn biceps. Like they're not torn to where, you know, he has to have surgery, but, you know, they're torn. He knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's, you know, pushing, you know, God knows how many years now. I think he's getting close to 40. And he's just, you know, he's starting to get beat up, but he's still going. He's fighting through. Japan loves that. They love seeing, you know, people fight through pain. And these two guys were putting each other through pain the whole night. Come down to no shenanigans, no anything in terms of the pinfall, just a straight pin.
Yeah, a straight pin. But your winner of the G1 this year was Tanahashi over Kota Ibushi. Yeah. It was a 35-minute match,
yeah.
And it was just a straight pin.
No, nothing out of the ordinary. You know, no
interference, no low blows, no chair shots, no nothing. Just
yeah, but that's got some implications though. Now with Tanahashi being the G1 champion, what's going to happen with him? Is he going to challenge somebody for a title? Is he going to try to bring the Intercontinental title back to New Japan? You know, I think he can challenge for it.
Yeah, he could, but I really think that it's going to be.
You think he's going to go for Omega?
Yeah, I think it'd be Omega and Tanahashi, because Tanahashi, I think, still deep down inside, thinks that he is
he's the man.
He's the man.
Yeah.
And New Japan and him winning the G1 kind of makes him think it even more, him being the man. And everybody knows Kenny Omega's the man right now.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting lined up for, you know, possibly the next 3 months of just crazy wrestling, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the G1 in a nutshell. We can, we're going to sit down one day and actually nitpick the G1, I think, have a few episodes just before we can post them in, you know, in between, you know, sort of extra talk about them, because we really need to sit down and watch them. But this is supposed to be one of the better ones. There was 4.5-star matches almost every show.
Yeah, every show there was, at least 2 or 3 matches.
I mean, just crazy what they were putting out this year.
Yeah, Naito and Zack Sabre Jr. Zack Sabre Jr. and Omega.
Yeah. Ishii and Omega, that's supposed to be the best match of the. I watched it. I don't see it being the best match. It deserved its 5 stars, though.
Yeah.
For sure. Those two dudes beat the hell out of each other. But that's got G1 covered, man. You want to go on to the other side of the pond?
Yeah, we're going to go on to the other side of the pond now. We're going to go in with a little bit of SummerSlams coming right around the corner.
Summerama.
Yeah, it's got a really good card if WWE can let the wrestlers actually wrestle. It's got a really...
There's two matches on here I'm kind of like, why? But that's, I'm hoping they prove me wrong. You know, it's going to be an 8-hour SummerSlam this year probably. So
yeah, I really think it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I like wrestling. I don't know if I love it like that.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, if I was there, it'd be different. You know, the beer was $2 a cup, but But we going to start at the bottom of the card and work our way up, or are we going to start at the top and work our way down, man? Your call.
Well, we'll start at the bottom and let you all know what the final match is going to be. Y'all already know that, so we're going to start at the bottom.
Yeah.
At the bottom, you got open the show. You'll probably have Baron Corbin versus Finn Balor. They've been feuding on and off on Raw now for about three or four weeks. About a month, I guess.
Thereabouts, yeah.
About a month. The feud, it is what it is. It's kind of like Baron Corbin is the constable on Raw, and it kind of seems to me they don't really have a place for Finn Balor right now. They're kind of just throwing him out there.
Yeah, let him do something just to keep him fresh. But, man, I want to have some real talk right quick. Whenever Baron Corbin was in NXT, I loved it. The music, the entrance. I didn't want Baron Corbin talking. I wanted Baron Corbin wrestling and, punch, kick, end of days, walk out. That was fine. That's 100% what he's built for. They seem like they tried to force him down our throat after he got to WWE. He had a decent look about him, whatever. I just don't. I'm let down overall.
Yeah, they've shaved his head now and made him a corporate little bitch, as I like to call him.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he could have shaved his head in a match, man. Made a few dollars.
Yeah. Could have had a hair versus mask match against somebody or something like that.
Hair versus demon match with
But I did watch a little bit of Raw last week, and they had open it. They had Baron Corbin versus Roman Reigns, and that was not very good at all. It was.
I can imagine that was must see television.
Yeah, Roman Reigns and Baron Corbin was. It didn't look good at all together. It was sloppy, extremely sloppy. Another match at SummerSlam we have this year is a match in the making. This match has been brewing for 3 years.
I'm gonna say longer than that. I'm gonna say about seven since NXT when it was the old
the
reality show NXT.
Yeah, reality show NXT. This has been brewing that long.
Yeah. Now we've got in this match everyone's lovable. Little gnome face in WWE, Daniel Bryan, taking on his old mentor from NXT, The Miz. This is it's a little personal, seems like.
Yeah, this could possibly be maybe Daniel Bryan's last match in WWE.
His last pay-per-view.
This could be his last pay-per-view. As of right now, he is not on contract for...
I think they said 31st, the last day of August.
Yeah, last day of August is his contract.
June, March, April, May, June, July. Okay, it's 31-day month, according to my knuckles.
Yeah.
So, Friday the 31st, he's done. And who knows what's happening Saturday? I don't know.
Yeah, it could be somewhere on September the 1st on Saturday. He could show up somewhere. We don't really know.
Yeah, but then again, he could show up the next house show. That's all within the realm of possibility.
Yeah. Another match that should be a decent one if they let them go longer than 3 minutes they did at the last pay-per-view.
Well, with 8 hours of television time, they should let everyone have an hour match if they want it.
Yeah. SmackDown tag titles will be on the line against the New Day. So the Bludgeon Brothers versus the New Day.
I hope it's a hoss fight. I hope New Day's having to fight for everything they get, man. Those are some two big, nasty-looking dudes.
Well, the Bludgeon Brothers, they lately have just been kicking ass, taking names.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And the New Day's kind of just always in the tag title picture, it looks like.
Yeah. I like their attitude they've got, and they work great together. I'm talking about the New Day,
mm-hmm.
Bludgeon Brothers. Though they seem to work good together too. They, I listened to a podcast this week, ENC's Pot of Awesomeness. Harper was on there, and he talked, you know, in detail about, you know, how just he enjoys this. He enjoys what he's doing now. Probably the best year of wrestling he's had, you know, his whole career.
Uh-huh.
So they seem like they're having fun and they're doing what they want. Plus, they could be, you know, monster hosses, you know, killing people on SmackDown. So,
yeah, that match should be decent. We just have to watch and find out. The next match on the card. Yeah.
We've got some people from 205 Live showing up this on the pay-per-view. Might be the pre-show kickoff, but it's on the network. It's all the pay-per-view. We'll have Cedric Alexander, champion, versus Drew Gulak. Drew is a technician. Cedric Alexander is a high flyer. It could be a good clash of styles. I could see, you know, something, you know, some sort of grappling technique, and, you know, Alexander jump out of it, you know, he might, you know, moonsault or something like that. They've been doing good TV. They've said this since they took over. Supposedly let Triple H get a little more say
in 205.
In 205, just letting them wrestle rather than trying to have storylines for every single person.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you don't have to have a multifaceted character in wrestling. You just say, you're the good guy, you're the bad guy, go get over.
Yeah, the 205 Cruiserweight division could be really good if they'd let it be. Yeah. I mean, they got some really good talent down there, some guys that can really go.
Yeah.
They just...
I mean, it seems like they've been testing out the waters because they've done a few just 205 Live shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. So... they're putting feelers out there. Hopefully, you know, I don't read anything from Meltzer or you know, any of those people. So I don't know if this is one of those things like two and done. They're going to go, you know, once or twice a year if they're wanting to do it monthly. So
yeah,
but they're still letting them go, letting them have TV time, and they're killing it.
Yeah. Huh? Another match we got on the SummerSlam card. This is like the third or fourth time these guys will be wrestling in a pay-per-view, which I really don't like.
Not the way they've done it. Like, if it builds and violence, that makes sense. But it's sort of just they're having matches.
Yeah, I kind of think on out of all the big matches on SummerSlam, I think only one. If you count the women's matches, both women's matches, they've never wrestled each other in a pay per view. But as far as the other, there's only one match on the pay per view that they've not wrestled each other on pay per view before.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's some.
That's
interesting.
It is. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. You got Strowman versus Owens for the Money in the Bank briefcase contract.
Is this going to be a ladder match again, or is this going to be just a regular?
This is just whoever wins.
Just whoever wins.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I just don't really know why they're doing this.
I mean, Owens is up 2-0, 3-0. I mean,
yeah. If you want, yeah.
So he's got a chance, right?
Yes.
Well, there's no cages or anything like that. That poor man. He's going to get murdered.
Again.
Yeah. I hope we're wrong. I hope he wins the briefcase and he shows up and cashes in on Brock Lesnar before the match even starts and wrestles Reigns.
I'd like to see Roman's. I'd like to see Strowman just murder Reigns and Brock Lesnar. That'd be good for me.
I'd be all right with that.
Yeah, not a real big Strowman fan, but I like him a lot better than Brock and Reigns. this next match could possibly be good if they let it be.
It was good on SmackDown the last time it happened before everyone's Lord and Savior Randy Orton showed up.
Yeah. But, you know, Orton's been apparently flashing his junk to
people,
so he's not on the pay-per-view anymore.
Oh, they pulled him from pay-per-view?
They pulled him, yeah.
I didn't know if he was on there. Okay.
No, they pulled him. So now you've got a one-on-one match for the U.S. title, Nakamura versus Jeff Hardy.
The last pay-per-view this was on, you blinked, you missed it.
Yeah, you blinked, you missed it. It was literally 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But this match could be one of the better matches if they let it.
And if they let it, and I almost hate to say if Nakamura wants to have a good match. I'm not saying he's sandbags, but in New Japan he was the same way. Sometimes he phoned it in.
Yeah.
Other times, whenever it was a big time match, he went all out, and that's why he became the man in New Japan.
Yeah, that match could be really good. They both, you got combined, you probably have close to 50 years wrestling experience combined in the ring right there.
So, hopefully,
Nakamura has been wrestling since 98 ish.
Yeah.
And Jeff Hardy's pretty much the same.
Yeah. Hopefully, they know something about pro wrestling by now,
Yeah, hopefully, they should. Another match on the card. This match has been going on now for
months,
pretty much 6 months, pretty much since April.
Yeah. We got Dolph Ziggler, the champion, versus Seth Rollins again
for the Intercontinental Championship. Again.
I mean, you've got to do what you have to do to get the belt out there, but. Because I don't understand. The Iron Man match should have been the end of the feud.
Yeah, and they just keep going with it and going with it and going with it. I don't know if they... This is to keep Rollins relevant?
Yeah.
Having fought Ziggler every time, or...
Well, I don't understand. I mean, this thought just hit me a second ago. This pay-per-view is the reason we need factions in WWE. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out, people, because I'm sure Todd's kind of feeling the same way right now. If you have factions of 4 or 5 people, not saying the whole show needs to be like the NWO where 95 people is in NWO at one time, but if you have a faction like, the dumpster divers, people who look, sketch like Bray Wyatt, Matt Hardy, whatever. Mm-hmm. You have another, give them cool names. They don't have to be the Four Horsemen. They don't have to be the New Legion of Doom. Just whatever you want to call these groups of 5 or 6 people. You can have one person in that group be, your
head.
Your talking face, the head of the group who's in the title hunt for the world title.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your next, second command, be the intercontinental person. You have that one person who gets pinned every fucking match. Be like your Chase Owens in the Bullet Club. You could be like, Mongo McMichael was in the New Four Horsemen. You could be, and you can have them in tag matches to where these people get a fight a little bit, but you don't get it all at one time.
Yeah.
Because once you get it all at one time, the only way you can go is more violent, in my opinion. Because that's how you're going to get your cage matches, because, they've been trying to get their hands on, Braun Strowman's been trying to get his hands on Kevin Owens for, 6 months at this point. Put him in a cage match so he can't get away from him.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, even back in the 80s,
yeah,
there was factions in the 80s. They didn't have names. They weren't like, hey, the Blue Bloods or the, the Black Stallions, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they were factions. They were factions to a point. So, like, you had Bobby Brain Heaton. You had his people that he,
I think he
managed.
I think he might have called them the family or something.
I mean,
it's just like, but it's not like, it don't have to be like a hard faction. Like New Japan's factions are kind of stupid, I think, in some regard, because, you've got Chaos. Why are they Chaos whenever some of them's faces, some of them's heels?
Yeah.
That makes no sense. If they were all heels, all right, yeah, they're Chaos. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Suzuki-Gun's the only one I think makes sense because, they are all assholes. Every single one of them.
Every single one of them.
So, but, you know, but you can have your people, you know, to where you can, like, do a six-man tag, to where these people can get some chemistry together, but they're not in the ring the whole time.
And that's how you get your feuds, too. I mean, if you have the, you know, examples, say you had a faction that had Finn Balor, Rollins, and Ziggler, all in one faction together. Right. And then you had another faction that had Owens, Nakamura, and Hardy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you put them in a six-man tag, and say the end of that match came down between Ziggler and Hardy.
Yeah.
There's your feet foot
you. Yeah, because you can get if one of them pins the other person, ha ha, I got you.
Yeah.
And then that can cause a couple TV shows a feud. You know, attack here. You know, interview there. You know, I'm not saying make it to where it's just dialogue on television. You know, but if it's just them talking on TV. That's the worst wrestling, I think. But if they do like a little 10-second, I'm coming to get you, you know, and then they eventually finally get that fight at the end of the Raw. Yeah. Because that's how Raw and Nitro used to end. It used to end in a fist fight.
Yeah, it used to end in a fist fight. You know, security coming out, ripping someone off. Yeah. You know, security coming out, trying to drag someone away or, you know, factions.
Yeah, the factions all running out attacking each other.
Attacking each other. But, you know, someone's standing in the ring and, you know, for 45 minutes of a show, and
they're just talking.
Just talking.
Yeah.
And then the other guy comes out and talks for 2 minutes, and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's, I think there's a way to do it. You can't do it overnight. You can't just show up on Raw tomorrow night and be like, oh, well, here's our groups. You know, well, no, you can't do that. You can do, you know, like two people like, oh, well, you know, a tag team be the start of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sorry I went off on a rant there. I'm fed up with seeing the same match every show. Yeah. Because, you mean,
it's not like these guys are just wrestling on pay-per-view. They're wrestling on the freaking shows. Ziggler and the Rollins have wrestled on Raw.
And
probably four times the last 2 months.
Yeah.
And then on a pay-per-view.
And they're probably doing house shows. They're probably doing them by themselves, too.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, I do know that Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns are taking on each other house show.
Okay.
I mean, is this.
I mean, Roman's got to wrestle somebody. I mean, it sure as fuck ain't going to be Brock.
No, not at a house show.
Not at a house show.
But, I mean, is this showing us that, you know, Roman Reigns is destined to win the title now, and maybe Drew is going to get a shot at it?
That's something we have to read into, man.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. I don't understand why they're doing this. Whenever, you know, they got more people subscribing to the network, they're getting their money. But at the same time, it doesn't feel special anymore. It feels like
you're giving them the same crap. The network is not. It don't.
You're giving them a 7-hour Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, you're giving them 7-hour Monday Night Raw with two SmackDown matches that are good thrown in there.
Yeah.
You know, well, anyway, let's get back on. Yeah.
I'm depressed now, man.
Yeah. Well, this next match that we're going to tell you all about, I'm thinking this could be the third or second best match of the night.
This is going to be a sleeper hit, I think.
Yeah.
And
it's a women's match.
It's a women's match.
Yeah, the women's division over on Raw and SmackDown, WWE period, is just about as good as the men.
It's very good. I think they said Finley's the producer, I think, for all these matches. He's sort of, he has his hand in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, he's probably telling them, well, if you do this, or if you do that. And they are knocking it out of the park.
Yeah. In my own opinion, this SmackDown Women's Championship match could be the second or third best match of the night.
Yeah.
And it is between Carmella, your champion, versus Becky Lynch. I really think Becky Lynch is the second best women's wrestler on the planet, behind Charlotte. Asuka now is probably fourth or fifth state. She has just fallen off face of the earth since she came up to the main roster.
It's they done her a big disservice booking her to lose against Charlotte at that Mania.
Yeah.
The next Mania, do it.
Yeah, Charlotte didn't have to win that Mania. She won the women's title when it was vacated at the Mania before. So, I mean, there was no point of Charlotte even winning that match. And then you're taking the all-time winning record away from Asuka and her debut match at one time.
It just let the air out of that balloon is what it was like.
Yeah.
It was waiting for me.
Yeah, and it's not that Charlotte should have been the one to beat her. Because Charlotte is by far leaps and bounds better than...
Well, in the WWE aspect of it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if they had this match in Japan, you know, like, you know, sort of letting them go like they do.
Yeah. Asuka would have
won. Asuka, you know, Asuka would deserve a win. Because she was, at one point, the baddest woman on the planet.
Yeah. But the Carmella and Becky Lynch match, I'm thinking it'd be really good. Because Carmella can actually go, too.
Yeah. I mean, for as little as she's been in the business, yeah. Becky Lynch can go. She's got the kids behind her. Ultimate, you know, babyface versus, little heel.
This is your heel versus babyface right here in a women's match. I mean, it is. Your next women's match is for the Raw Championship. Alexis Bliss versus Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
This is going to tell me everything I need to know about if Rousey deserves to be the champion. I don't know what they're... If she wins it, if she starts showing up every Monday Night Raw, because I don't see her doing house shows. I don't.
No, I don't either.
But, you know, if she shows up every Monday Night Raw, or if she's going to be like Rock and show up every four Monday Night Raws.
Yeah. But Alexa Bliss, she's extremely good.
She is. She's just like Carmella. She's not been in business 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, she's 4 foot nothing. She ain't even 5 foot. She's 4 foot nothing, and she's a firecracker.
Yeah, she can go. It's gonna be a good match.
Yeah. But Rousey, she has to... She still has that UFC to her. Her finishing move is a... kind of like a... German suplex. Release German suplex.
Okay.
Something like that. Or a overhead release German suplex. Something like that. It's kind of awkward looking.
Yeah.
But she still has the UFC. It still looks extremely, extremely sloppy. The angle she does it, the way she grabs them, she still has that UFC grappling to her. She don't have that finesse.
Trying to make it actually real.
Yeah.
Versus the entertainment aspect of it. Because you got to show out. You know.
Yeah, like it's just really... she needs to tone back the aggression and the power she uses. She needs to tone that back. Even your bigger wrestlers like Brock and Bobby Lashley and Goldberg back in the day and Scott Steiner.
Yeah.
All them guys, they were so big and powerful compared to who they were wrestling. But when they done their moves, they were done with some finesse. They didn't look like they were... They looked powerful, but they didn't look like they were, you know, having to really use the power.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
You can do something to make it look like it's the most painful thing in the history of the world, but not.
Yeah, but not.
Ronda
Rousey, she's put so much emphasis in make it look like it's such a powerful move.
Yeah.
And she needs to tone that back and just, make more finesse.
Yeah.
And we'll see. But Ronda Rousey, she has to prove herself in this match, if she's going to become the champion, we know that Vincent McMahon wants her to be, know that Stephanie McMahon wants her to be.
Yeah. I mean, she proved herself that she can wrestle at WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah.
But, what's it been, four matches since then, maybe five?
Yeah, she's had. Has she had one?
I mean, I heard she had one on Raw the other night or something like that.
She took on Nia Jax.
Yeah.
For the title, and that was an interference match. That was interference. That's the only match. That's only single match she's had.
I wish her the best. I do. I just, you know, if she was to win.
Yeah, she took on Alicia Fox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I mean, that was, you know, it wasn't much.
Yeah.
This should be your main event, but it won't be.
Nope.
Because this is how Vince McMahon rolls.
Well, that we've seen this title on TV this month, so, you know.
Yeah, AJ Styles has actually been on TV this month, so, you know. You haven't seen the Universal title in 5 months, so.
Yeah.
But this should have been, this should be your best match of the night. AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. These guys go back all the way to
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor.
I mean, 100%. Yeah. They go back in time. These two guys. I mean, AJ in some polls would be listed as the greatest wrestler alive today for in-ring ability. And I could believe it. Some people used to say Samoa Joe was the best wrestler on the planet. And based on in-ring ability alone, I'd believe them too. This is going to enter, you know, to a lot of people who haven't seen it live, you know, it's going to answer some questions.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be, If they let them have some fun, man, this could be the match of the night.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen both wrestlers live before, and, you know, they both can really go. AJ Styles right now, he is really up there, and, you know, he's close. He's my second. I think Kenny Omega right now is the sun rises and sets in his backside right now to me, ever since he won the IWPG Heavyweight Championship. But the Samoa Joe and AJ Styles match could be your best match of the night for SummerSlam.
Very well could be, bro.
Yeah, I think it will probably be my favorite match of the night. But I know this next match will be your favorite for sure.
I don't know how I'm going to survive this one. We've got the bait. I can't even do it. So I'm not going to. I'm not going to even try the try to announce him in. We've got the champion Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. I literally wrote this on the cheat sheet. Brock versus Reigns, best match ever. I've already gave it 9 stars.
Already gave it 9 stars.
Yeah. This is going to be. This is going to be like that match between Goldberg and Lesnar at Mania. You remember that?
Yeah.
The whole crowd was booing them the whole time. This is what this match is going to be.
Yeah. This possibly could be. Brock Lesnar has not had a match since he won the belt at WrestleMania.
I need that job.
Yeah. So let's make $2 or $3 million and not wrestle.
Yeah.
Once every 6 months. And Roman Reigns, you know, I've been watching Raw here the last couple weeks, and kind of maybe looks like Roman Reigns is getting a little bit of the crowd behind him.
Well,
I think they're tired of Brock Lesnar not being there. They're tired of their championship belt not being on TV.
I mean, that very well could be. It could be people just wanting him to win just to get the belt back on TV. And maybe, hopefully, someone cash in.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Someone could cash in. Also, Dean Ambrose could come back.
He could.
He could come back. Or, you know, hey, Reigns could beat Brock. Braun Strowman could cash in.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose come out and possibly, you know, crack Chero top of Braun Strowman or something. You know, there's a lot of stuff that
he
can do.
He could cause Brock the title and then form a faction. I don't know. I want him in the faction.
Yeah, he's won a faction so bad. You know, Reigns could beat Brock. Braun Strowman cash in, lose the belt. You know, Braun's destroying Roman Reigns. Dean Ambrose come down for the sake.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we got the Shield back.
And if that happened, that's the only way you're going to get Roman 100%, you know, liked again.
Yeah.
Because they like the other two guys so much, they're going to bleed over extra love on them.
Yeah.
Well, that's, so far, that's our SummerSlam card.
Yeah, that is the SummerSlam card. I think that is all the matches. There is a pre-show match. It is Rusev and Lana versus Alma and...
Alma's and his valet. I'm so sorry. Yeah. She can wrestle, though.
Yeah.
But she's in that manager role.
Yeah, she's 4.2 inches tall.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, she's extremely, extremely tiny.
Yeah.
But that, I think that's going to be your pre-show match.
Yeah.
Also, that weekend going on, before SummerSlam, you have NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 4.
Yes. This is starting to be a summer tradition.
Yeah. This is the fourth summer that NXT has been in, doing the Brooklyn thing, and SummerSlam has been in Brooklyn 4 years straight, and you know, I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
SummerSlam is on a Sunday, NXT is on a Saturday.
Yeah.
SummerSlam has a lot to live up to. This NXT card,
it's a short card.
It's a short card, but
my God.
Yeah. Their pay-per-views are not 7 hours long. Like,
no, they're like 2.5 to 3.
Yeah, 2.5 to 3.
Yeah. I mean, you want to start at the bottom of the card, work our way back up?
Yeah, we'll start at the bottom and work our way back up and flip back and forth. And,
yeah.
But,
well, we've got on the first match, probably of the night, Velveteen Dream versus EC3. This is, you know, Velveteen Dream's only wrestled for 3 years.
God, that's hard to believe.
I mean,
he is.
They say that if you read the interviews, if you believe them, they say they teach him something, and he knows it next day. Like he understands. Wow. He's, you know, he's being taught by the best of the best. EC3 left. He used to be in WWE a long time ago.
Yeah, he was horrible.
Tyler Bateman. He could lift weights. That was his whole shtick.
Yeah.
And he went to Impact, and
his aunt owned it.
His aunt owned it, and he became the most self-righteous prick ever, and you gotta love him for it.
Yeah, I've never, ever, 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 ever been an EC3 fan.
Not even now.
Not even now.
Oh, man.
I'm not an EC3 fan. He is your typical Vince McMahon steroid up big man.
It's just that vitamin water, bro.
He's your, you know, he's right there with Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley to me. Yeah.
But that's got a possibility to be a decent, you know, a decent match. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to be, you know, no three-star classic, but it's going to be a good way to open the card off. You know,
it's going
to
be exciting.
It's going to be exciting. You know, he can go. So
yeah, they both. Yeah, I'm not taking anything away from them.
Yeah, you just don't like
them. I just don't like them.
Okay, that's cool.
I don't like his attitude. I don't like his character.
Maybe his character's that good. It's making you hate him.
Yeah. Ain't no Roman Reigns now.
Oh,
but your NXT Tag Championship match is the Undisputed Era versus Mustache Mountain.
Yes.
Undisputed Era. They're on fire. To my opinion, they're the second thing, hottest thing in wrestling, faction-wise, besides the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
They are made up of the Undisputed Era is Roderick Strong, and
Bobby Fish
and Kyle O'Reilly and the man Adam Cole Bebe. But your undisputed our tag team champions are Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly right now.
Bobby's still out.
Right? Bobby's still out. Yeah, I think he has an MCL, ACL.
Everything with an L tore.
Yeah, everything in his.
I think he tore his knee out.
Yeah. So. It was laying over on the ground.
Yeah, it's like.
They pick it up and put it back over there.
Yeah, they put it back in.
Yeah, it's him popping it back in. But that Mustache Mountain, I really don't know a lot about them guys.
They're two guys from NXT UK. Tyler Bate, Trent Seven. They're good. Very good. They had 2 5-star matches in a row between these two groups.
Yeah.
Like, you know Meltzer said, best match of the card, 5 stars. You know, 100% said it's must watch. So they could break the scale at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn.
Yeah, they could. But
what's surprising if they hit 6 stars? I mean, they're going to go.
Yeah.
They're going to go bananas on this.
But the next match, I think, will be the match of the weekend. I think it will be better than any NXT match. I think it will be better than any SummerSlam match.
I've got it in my second. I've got it second on my weekend.
Second year of the weekend. But everything I read online saying these two guys could be the next main players in WWE.
Oh, and they deserve it. If
WWE wants to come back and really get all the fan bases back in, you've got enough wrestlers, enough talent, enough superstars there to really push it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need – you don't need your typical big people anymore to run to be your champions.
No, you don't need that 6'7", 380-pound guy. You don't have to.
You don't have to. They've got 10 wrestlers on their roster. You could throw in a faction. You could throw them in a tag team with each other. You could throw them in anything. And you could throw a belt in there with them and let them feud for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could put them anybody in any mixture, and the match would be awesome.
Oh, definitely.
But the NXT North American title match between Adam Cole and Ricochet could be amazing.
I've got that my second of the weekend. Yeah. It's just my number one is upcoming.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
myself.
Yeah, his but Adam Cole right now probably has a. WWE, I'm talking WWE, they own NXT as their branch, but like Adam Cole is their number two guy in their company, WWE's company.
Mm-hmm.
And AJ Styles being their number one and Adam Cole being their number two as far as, players in their company. You've got a High Flyer and Ricochet, and you've got a total package in Adam Cole. And Anthony is on his phone looking at a match that.
I seen you. It was a Young Bucks tweet, so my phone beeped.
Yeah, had a look at it.
Yeah.
But that match is going to be amazing, and the NXT Championship match will be just as good.
Yes, definitely. This match was originally supposed to be a triple threat match. One of the participants tore his groin, had to have surgery. So I've never done that, but I imagine it really hurts.
Yeah.
I roll an ankle and I about die. But you've got probably the feud of the year in all companies. That's why I'm saying this is my number one match of the weekend. You've got the champion of NXT, Tommaso Ciampa, versus Johnny Gargano, in a last man standing match. This has gotten so personal. Like these two guys used to be in a tag team called DIY together, and Ciampa tore his knee apart. Got, you know, he was out in the shelf for 8 months. Johnny Gargano kept going on and on and on. Get, you know, just going on up the card. Ciampa shows up unannounced and attacks him from behind. And this has been the ultimate.
Puts Gargano on the shelf.
Puts Gargano on the shelf. I mean, this is storytelling in wrestling 101.
Yeah.
You didn't have to have that match happen right then and there.
No,
they've let it go a little longer.
And what else they've also done is you don't see Gargano and Ciampa fighting at every NXT house show. You don't see them fighting at every single match on TV.
I don't think they've even met in tag matches.
No, they don't even meet in tag matches.
Yeah, it's just like they have that fight. They have. You know, you son of a, you know, that kind of stuff. This match came from Aleister Black versus Ciampa, and Johnny helped Tommaso, helped him to his feet, or you know,
yeah.
And Ciampa got the win. And this is going to put Aleister Black in the main event of the show because he's been the world champion. He's not been the main event for 3 pay-per-views.
Yeah, see.
Or 3 takeovers.
This is a Ciampa beat Aleister Black for the belt at a house show. So, the NXT World Championship belt was lost at a house show.
Yeah.
To Ciampa.
But they was planning on, you know, doing this, and then Black got hurt. So, you know, what could have happened, we don't know. Will they come back to it later? Possible.
Possible.
Depends on who's in NXT still. But last man standing and the way these two guys had that street fight at the last takeover, oh my God, this is going to be bad. I mean, I know they don't do it. If there's a pile driver thrown in this, it will not surprise me in the least.
No.
Would not. I could see them taking the hit and paying the fine. Well, that's kind of...
Yeah, WWE...
taken care of.
Yeah, so what, 2 more weeks. You've got NXT, TakeOver Brooklyn, and SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So, as of right now, that is the 2 cards for NXT and for WWE.
Yeah.
And it's shaping up to be extremely, extremely good.
Yes, I mean, this is a... I wouldn't say the SummerSlam's going to be, you know, must watch. There'll be some matches on it worth catching, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, fast forward on the network, for sure.
For sure.
But, well, that's got us out of the big companies. You want to take a trip to the Indies?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about our little local India Indie show we went and watched last night. It was... Bluegrass Championship Wrestling, BCW.
Yes, yes.
They have a little bit of in-house
drama.
Drama?
Yeah, I mean, it's... I wasn't there, so I don't want to get involved in what happened.
Yeah.
You could tell after the... probably the second or third match, something was up.
Yeah, something was up.
And they may have announced at the beginning what was up.
Yeah, they had having a tournament for the
world title.
World title, but that was vacated by their champion.
Yeah, and they had flyers up in town, you know, saying this person's over here, this person's over here. You know, it's local indie. You know who the guys are.
Yeah.
And, you know, after the third match, I was like, well, I'm seeing some of the same people again, you know. Sort of, you know, and they may have announced that they, you know, due to unforeseen circumstances, who knows? Me and Toss catching up, we haven't seen each other in 2 weeks, Suits. But,
BCW last night, you had 5 of the wrestlers not show up
or walk out or something like that. And, you know, we're not saying that they shouldn't get paid. Not saying they need to get paid what they wanted, though.
But we heard that there was a controversy in money.
Yeah, money. And, you know, money's the root of all evil, yada, yada, yada. I know for certain how much it costs to rent the place that they that they're running, because I tried to rent it for a concert, you know, to charge admission,
mm-hmm.
and it's like $75 an hour, and you know they count the time that you set up the ring, you know, when you show up, that's when the time starts.
Yeah.
So, well, bell time is 7:30. He was out of there at 10 last night. They was probably there till 11:30.
Yeah, I'd say
that's, you know, what, seven. That's 4 hours right there. That's $200. That's $300 right there.
$300, yeah.
Plus the hour before that, probably. Maybe 2 hours. I don't know. And then, so all they get is $7 a head. All they get is what they make from the concession stand. You know, that's it. So, you know, there's not much money to go around.
No.
My opinion.
It is what it is.
It is, yeah.
They put on a good show, I think.
I mean, for what they had going on, there's this one character there who makes me die laughing at your nephew every time he's there. him not even saying a word to your nephew and pointing at the ground.
And pointing at the ground.
And he looked behind him like he dropped something.
Yeah, and I gave my nephew pure hell about that. Like, he didn't say that to you, he just pointed.
He's like, you know, and he got him good the last time he was all there. But
yeah,
I mean, there's some Howard kid, probably from McGough County. Dude seemed like, you know, it's his first match and second match ever.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell it's the first, second match, you know, but it was passable.
Yeah.
I've seen worse wrestling,
and he got good physique on it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, he had his bros there, and, you know, they were all into it.
And his bros and his hoes. Don't really know which one he was with.
Don't matter.
Don't really matter.
Not to me. I don't care. But, you know, it's just, he had a good show, and there was a, I mean, you know, it is pure Southern wrestling. If you could find any old Smoky Mountain wrestling footage online, this is what we sat through, basically.
Yeah, it's not like your...
It's not like a big indie.
Yeah, no, it ain't a big indie. It's really small, but it's been around for
years.
20 years, probably.
Yeah.
And so it stays relevant to us.
And
whoever lives within the,
yeah,
you know, 10 counties of it.
And, you know, if you're close to a company that does, you know, independent wrestling, no matter how crappy it is, go check it out. It's good for a laugh.
Well worth $7.
Well worth $7 we paid to get in. I think it'd be worth $15. You know, if they had a longer show, but that's neither here nor there. But no, last night their version of the Money in the Bank contract got cashed in. They call it the Golden Ticket, number one contendership, and that guy snuck in through the front door. I hope he paid his admission.
Yeah, we're not real big fans of this guy. He is,
I give him props for doing it, but, man, I love to boo him, though. Even when he's being a good guy, I love to boo him.
Yeah.
Old JT Walker is now our world champion.
Yeah, our world champion, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. Some of those guys wrestled four times last night. You know, I couldn't imagine, man. They're doing what they love, and you know, just putting on a good show. You need to go catch your local indie, because wherever you are, there is one probably within an hour and a half of you.
Yeah, your local indie guys is where they're the ones where wrestling still alive with. They still.
That's where your next star is going to come from.
Yeah,
and if that little Howard guy that we saw his first match ends up on TV in 5-6 years,
we can say, hey, we seen your first match.
Yep, at the Paintsville Rec Center. So, well, that's our little indie story. We try to catch it monthly, so we'll next month, whenever there's actually a, you know, announced card, and you know, it's able to stick with it, we can keep track of it a little better.
Yeah, I think we're possibly going to miss next month's.
Oh, no, the next month's is it's a show they're doing in Barbersville we might miss.
Yeah.
Or Barberville. One of the, Tyler Huntington, West Virginia, Barbersville, or Kentucky's Barberville. One of the two.
Barbersville.
Yeah, one of the two. But, That's we might miss that one, but like I think they're at the Rec Center every month on the third Saturday or something. So if you're out and about, come catch us.
Yeah, there's always, if you're ever in Paintsville, there's posters posted usually about a week or two in advance.
Thereabouts. It's got the, you know, date and time.
Date and time. And,
the admission. Admission. $7. Well, that's, we've got to get on to bigger and better things.
Bigger and better things. You know, All In, like I said, takes place in Chicago. It's going to, you know, little show. I think it's a little arena. Ten people?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Maybe 100 people. I think it's 100 people.
I think it's 100 people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 2 zeros on it. 100.
Yeah.
100 people is going to be at this event. Little small people will be there. You know, not very many big name people.
No.
Just,
It's going to be a decent little show, I think. And,
Decent little show.
I mean, you know, good independent wrestling.
Yeah, really good independent wrestling. But the All-In card is complete now.
Yeah. I think that's basically got the show this week, man. It went pretty good. It's like we've done this before.
Yeah, we've done this a couple times. Here in the next couple weeks, we'll be going over some important wrestling's getting ready to come up.
Yeah. We've got some stuff, you know, the fallout in New Japan's going to, you know, start hitting this week on the internet. So we'll be able to see what's going on there. When SummerSlam, this weekend?
SummerSlam's on the 24th.
On the 24th, so not this weekend, but the next weekend.
Yeah, so we're two weekends away from SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Now, since we're back on schedule.
Yeah.
Everything should be good to go. And, you know, check back with us. Next week's show should be a good one.
It should, definitely. And, we'll talk a little bit more about some matches they have from the G1. We'll talk about, you know, Raw and SmackDown this week. You know, we'll
cover Raw and SmackDown for y'all out there this week. If you miss it, we'll be discussing it like we usually do.
Yeah, I want to apologize. I've had a crap week, but you know, that's this whole delay. It's on me. It's on Anthony. So
right,
but no, we're getting through it, and should be good. Especially once I get back in school, because that's gonna make my life a little more structured.
Exactly.
Well, I just want to go ahead and tell you about our social media. Go ahead and write us an email, tweet us, find me on Reddit. We are on Reddit, the WWC. On Twitter, we are WrestleCast Show. And also our email address, we are World Wrestling Cast at yahoo.com. We're on iTunes. Listen to your podcast there. We should be on Google Play Podcast. I don't have Android right now, so I can't figure that out yet. I will soon. But that's the ways to contact us. See us in real life. Let us know a question. We'll shout you out in there and let them know what your question was.
Yeah, we're hopefully here in about 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. We're gonna have some live feed for you all. Y'all see what we finally look like.
Yeah.
We're going somewhere. We're going to go to a little show.
We're going to do a little show. Yeah. That's all we can say.
That's all we can say. But send us an email if you have any questions, any independent...
wrestling results, definitely.
Yeah, any kind of independent wrestling results, we're announce it for you. If you're having a show local to us, we're trying to catch it. If you want to send us some tickets,
be more likely you can catch it then. That's a...
Yeah, more like that's like a way to get us there. If you want us to even talk at your events, you know, we can do that. It's no biggie to us.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, if you're not watching wrestling or listening to wrestling, you're not living right. And we like to end our show with a little bit of
too sweet. Take care. Catch you next week, guys.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.